Okay. Today's daf is called the Tama Daf Tzadik Aleph. The last daf I gave in this spot was back in Maseches Gittin, I think, towards the beginning of Gittin in June. So it's really wonderful to, it's not wonderful to be in Galus, but it's wonderful to be in a Makam Torah in Galus, as the Gemara says, that the Sita Bat Ignatius is about the Midrashos to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So really, wherever we are, is in a Makam Torah is a chelak of a future chelak of Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, right now we're in Sibay West, and Baruch Hashem, one day it'll become Sibay East, and we'll all be in Eretz Yisrael together. Okay, so let's start the two dots on Tzadik on the base towards the bottom. And again, I won't be quoting as much inside today, because obviously I didn't bring my wheelie on the plane. I had a different kind of wheelie, but not full of svarim this time. Tana Rabbanan, six lines from the bottom on Tzadik Amid Beis. We are, as you remember, we're in the middle of a chovel discussing the chavala. The Mishnah said we learned yesterday was if you do different types of chavala or even not a physical chavala, but you took abilities away from someone else. You caused them not to be able to hear. You embarrassed them. You physically hurt their ear. You spit in front of them. You took away their talis. That was all yesterday's discussion. We spoke about the boshes. We'll get back to that a little later. And the fascinating story at the end of the Mishnah yesterday where a man set up the woman in order to make her trip up and show that she was not someone who really cared about her busha and whether that makes a difference or not. And then at the end we got into Baal Tashris, which hopefully comes up at the end of today's daf. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, six lines from the bottom. Short time shehei misvehizik, don no tzildini nefashas, ve don no tzildini mamanis. Let's see a short time that kills and then does damage. Those two things. But you didn't get to bring it to court until it did both. So it was killed, and there it killed, and then it was mazik. So don't know so dini nefashis, vein don't know so dini mamonis. The halacha is you judge a dini nefashis and not dini mamonis. You can't judge a dini mamonis. Why? Because this shor is a shor that deserves to die, right? It's a shor shehemis, and we know a tam only pays migufo, only from the animal itself. So therefore, something to do. If it's a shor that you have to put to death, so you can't get any money out of it, out of migufo. Muad shehemis vehezik, but a muad, what do you do? Don't know to dini mamanis, because if a don't know to dini nefashos. So you do dini mamanis first, because then that is a possibility, right? First you judge the mamanis. Kadmu v'donu dini nefashos, because obviously the muad pays min ha'aliyah, so therefore you could have the work done, you know, as it's working, that could produce money, which would not be inherently from the shor, and then you could put it to death afterwards. Kadmu v'donu danu dini nefashos, but if you did dini nefashos first, ein chozrin v'donu also dini mamanis. So then it already has the status of a shor niskal, and a shor niskal, that's it, you can't judge dini mamanis anymore. It relates to the machlokas we mentioned many times, Rabbeinu Tam versus other Rishonim, where the Shor Niskal is Aser Mechayim, only La'achar Sheniskal. Most Rishonim say that it is Aser Ibn Mechayim, which is Pashtus from this line, right? When it gets the status, it is already a Shor Niskal. So says the Gemara, why is that? What do you just judge Mamanis again? Right? So it's you're gonna kill it. But Mio, before you kill it. So use it, work it, and get the Nizak his proper money. So why not? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger here, 1 second. Right, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page. Kashali, 1 second. We learned in the first parak that your putter, by the time you get to a Gemar Din, you're gonna be putter unless the shor has been owned from the time of the Hezek all the way through the time of the Gemar Din. But here, once you have the Gemar Din Lamisa to kill the Shor Muad, it becomes a Shor Niskal, and therefore, shouldn't it be not yours anymore? Right? We've always said, Isur Hana'ah, it's not yours anymore. Says the Reb Kiva Eger, Pater should be in a Shi'i Misa of Hamadu B'din Ke'echad, V'yim Kein Achash Dibar Dino Havi Hefker. It's like Hefker, so why should you be able to judge this and be Machayiv the Mazak to B'din Nizak? It's not his anymore. And there's a Ptur there of Hefker. So why should it be able to be judged? So the Ksos quotes as Reb Kiva Eger and says, you have to say that the Isser Hana'ah doesn't automatically make it Hefker like any other Hefker. Right? Sometimes it's Aser B'Hana'ah, but it's still connected to you somewhat. It's not Aser B'Hana'ah that it doesn't work to anybody. But it's Aser B'Hana'ah, it's Aser B'Hana'ah, you can't do anything with it. You can't be Makdashit, you can't be Mocherit, but there's still a connection to you. That says the Ksos. That's what you see from this Gemara. There's still a connection, and because there's still a connection, so maybe there's a Havamina that you'd be able to get some money out of it for the Nizak. Right? We're coming in Yonah the Yom in a couple of weeks. We're going to have the Suri Hana that are still connected to you. Right? Chameis on Pesach. That's also Aser B'Hana'ah. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Shmuel Psachim Davav Shnei Dvarim Shasana Kasav Sheinam Bershusa Vasana Kasav Kiluhe Bershusa. Right, there are two items that are totally not in your Rishus, but they're in your Rishus. Mida Araisa enough to be Mechayev you. Chametz on Pesach is not really yours, and a bar Bershus a Rabbin, which we had earlier in the Masechta. So those two aren't really it's not mine, but it's enough to be mine, to be machmir, for me to violate Vali Rabbi Yamatzeh, for me to be chayiv, me din bar. So the ksos is kind of expanding on that din, that also Ashara Niskal and this Havamina, it's enough to be mine in order to be machayiv me, to pay the Nizak, to answer the ksos, to answer Rabbi Kiviyeger's question. So that's the question. The Gemara says, once you have Ashara Muad, so even if you judge the din of fashas, why don't you judge it again, Didi Maminis? So Amar Rava, Ashkachtinu L'Rabbanan Debei Rav, I found the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva, the Yasviva Ka'amri, who were sitting and saying, Hamani Rav Shimon HaTimnihi. Who is this? Rav Shimon HaTimni, who we just quoted earlier on the Amud. Da Amar, what did Rav Shimon HaTimni say? Ma Egrof miyuchad shemasr la'eda u'la'edim. They had a drasha that an egrof, right, a fist, that was used for Chabalah. It's miyuchad that it is given over to the Eda or to the Edim. What does that mean? The Eda, the Bezdin, has to estimate what exactly happened, what occurred to make sure what happened was ra'ui to be punished, that he punched him in a way that was fitting for the person to have the result that occurred. Ula Edom, and the Edom have to know exactly what happened. Alma, what do you see from Shimon HaTimni Shita? Be'inan umdana de Beidina. Bezdin has to estimate exactly what occurred. Rashi says, Aflan Ezekin. Right, even for Nezek, which Chabalah is included here in Ezekiel, it's just a contrast to Ritzicha. So you need an Umdana Bezdin. V'ha'kivan to Gemardina liktala lo mashinan leilo Umdana to Beidina. And Seer, once you had a Gemardin for Dina Nefashis, for the Shor, so you can no longer have the Umdana and Bezdin. You cannot have Bezdin's going to go and analyze and bring in experts what exactly happened. You can't do that for the Nezek once you had a Gemardin for Misa. V'lo ma'aininan ledina, because you don't want to have an Inui Hadin. You want to delay the din before you put the shor to death. Right? That's what the Rabbanan said. Rabbanan de Beirav Rav said, this is their svar. What's fascinating about this? We discussed this back a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Mem Hei. What do you have here? The concept of Inya Din. How do we usually understand Inya Din in Sanhedrin? Right? We're going to torture him more. He knows he has a Gemar Din, and we're not going to kill him until tomorrow. Right? That's terrible. That's more of a punishment. So what do you see from here? Tosfos there, and the Rashbam and the Ravid here ask, Inya Din by a Behema? A behema has das. A behema, you know, we care about the feelings of the behema. It's going to be worse for him. He knows he's going to be killed tomorrow. Well, a behema doesn't have das. So what do you? So what's the svara? So either earlier we had back on Daf Mem Hei, Mem and Aleph, we had some Rishonim that said that even though right top. The top Tosfos discusses this, whether you have Ini Adin by an animal, but the Rashba there says, you know what? Kemisa Zabal, Kachmisa Zashor. Even though it doesn't make sense, it's not logical, but once you have a din that applies to a person, we've had a number of times in the Masechta, you compare, just like you put the Bailam to death, certain type of Dayanim, certain amount of Dayanim, Kachmisa Zashor, even if the Rashba says it would not make sense. It's a Dvar Avram, but still, how could you say that? How could you say this? Ini Hadin, Varabram and Chelik Beis, Simin Lamed Dalid, but Ini Hadin, L'chora, is a function of Dror Lo Misa Yafe. They just explained, you don't want to delay him. So, fine, even if it's a formal din of the Gemar din, of the carrying out of the punishment, but here, it's a function of Dror Lo Misa Yafe, so it doesn't even get off the ground to apply to animals. So the Dvar Avram thinks it's a part of a larger tzivui of Uviyarta Hara Mikirbecha. It's not just part of Rolo Misa Yafe. Uviyata Rami Kirbecha, getting rid of all evil from society. So that includes animals too. And Ini Adin doesn't mean we feel bad about the person having to be delayed before he's killed, but we have to do as quickly as we can to get rid of the Ra, Uviyata Rami Kirbecha, and that's why we would put him to death. The Shin Lukabetz is there, back on Dapim Hay, said, maybe it's Ini Adin for the owner. You know, the owner loves his animals so much, he's going to see his little axola, right? And he's going to say, oh, I'll put you to death tomorrow, oh. Just take it away already. He's going to feel so bad. So really, it is Ini Adin for the owner. Says the Shiluk Betzis. Either way, this has to do with the larger concept of how much we say Kemisa Zabayim Kachmisa Zashar regarding these issues, even if it might not specifically make sense. The other point the Avtar Shlomo here has, and that is, what did we just say? Once you have Dina Nefashos and you have a Gemar Din for Nefashos, so we can't have the Umdana for Nezek, and therefore we're stuck. Ask the answer Shlomo. Once this animal we know is a killer, we know is a Rotseach, so what kind of Umdana do you need? Oh, is it a Mazik? Of course it's a mazik. It's a ratzeach. This animal kills. So what kind of umdana are we talking about? It's a killer. So says the Yavshe Shlomo, it must be that by every court case, you don't just look at the gavra animal. Right? It's not a, the gavra meaning, the, you're right, it's a killer, but that doesn't matter. For each case, you have to look at the maisa that occurred. Even if the animal has within it the ritzicha tendency, but you still have to look at the act. If it wasn't an act that should have logically brought chavala, brought nezek, so then still, for this case, we wouldn't be mechayev the owner to pay. Okay, either way, so what did Rava say? Rava says that I heard the Rabbanan of the yeshiva who said that the reason that once an animal, the shor muad, but gets dina nefashis, getting some idea for the fashis, we're not going to judge it from amenis, was because that price is going like Rip Shimon HaTimni. The Amina lehu anah, but now Rava says, but I think otherwise. I think there's a different Sarah. Afilu teim Rabbi Akiva, even if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, who said, does not hold to this idea of Masr la'eda ula'edim, still, hacha b'mayaskinan kegon shebarach. What happened? There's another reason why once you judge dina nefashis, can't judge dina amenis, there's a lamaisa problem. What happened? The Bailim ran away. Barach. Rashi says third line, Bailov. Right? The owner ran away. If the owner ran away, you can't judge. You can't judge him unless he's in front of you. In chav and lola adam shalabafanav. Right? You can't be chav a person shalabafanav. If a person already had a gemar din and then he left, then there's a concept we had in Mesechas Gittin of Bezdin Yordin Lanachasav. Could go, and if Bezdin knows that you're chayiv, or if there's a document that says you owe somebody money, so then that's like the chov already took place beforehand. That's not being mechayiv you now. You're already a gavra mechuyav, and Bezdin just carrying out your chiyav. But here, the case didn't take place yet, so the chiyav didn't take place. So that's the reason why you ran away, and therefore we cannot judge you. If you look at the Rambam seems to say, again, figure out how he reads the Gemara, but the Rambam seems to say that it's the ox that ran away, not the owner. The Rishonim, Rashi, and the other Rishonim, they read the Gemara that the owner ran away. But in the Rambam, it seems the Perek Yudalef of Halacha Zayin of Nizkei Mamon, it seems like he doesn't make a big deal of it. He just quotes it. He says, "Danu dini nefashis ubarach ein danan oso dini mamonis." It sounds like we're talking about the ox that ran away. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses why the Rambam has that shot in the Gemara. Either way, Hakamai is go shabak, so he ran away, so that's why you can't judge him dini mamas anymore. Ask the Gemara, Ibarach, if he ran away, kilo donu dini nefashis. Heche danile dini mamas below bailam. The Gemara, the Bryce is making a big deal. Once you did nefashis, you can't do mamas anymore. And now we say, why? Because he ran away. So forget the nefashis case. Even without having to judge him for nefashis, you can't judge him for mamas. What's the difference? So the Gemara said, no, but kabul sadi ubarach. No, the case is where you accepted, you had kabbalis edus for the nefashis case, and you judged the nefashis case, and then he ran away, and he didn't leave anything to pay with. That was the case of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, sof meichem ishtalim. So lemaisa, where would you pay? Where would he get paid from? Let's say he didn't run away. So where would he get paid from? Me radia, from plowing. Meaning, let's say even if he doesn't have enough money, any other money, we'll take the animal, we'll give it to the nizak, we'll let the nizak use this animal to hire out, and he'll make some profit off the plowing, and that'll be enough for the payment. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi nedaini dini mamanis bereisha." So why, even by Tom nedaini dini mamanis bereisha v'nishtai miradia v'hadar dini dini nefashus. So if that's such a great possibility, if he hadn't run away by Muad, so why not by Tom also? By Tom, before the animal is put to death, let him work. Let him work a little bit. So Amar of Mari, Breder of Kahana, what must the answer be? Why is that not a possibility by Tom? Zoso meres, radia alei demarehu. Radia, plowing is on the mara, is on the master. Meaning what? That is not called migufo. Any profit that you could get using the animal, this is how the stipler explains this line of the Gemara, any profit that you get using the animal is not called profit from the animal directly. And therefore it's not called migufo. Migufo means literally mamish from the goof of the animal, from the meat of the animal. And that's all, the only thing that a tom we could have by tom. But even if you can actually use the tom, that's not called migufo, that's min ha'aliyah, that's considered outside the goof of the animal, and therefore we would not allow it. We're not allowed. Good. Two dots. Or ibailahu. Ibailahu, yeshama lenezikin, o ein ome lenezikin. Do we have umdana for nezek or not? So we already alluded to this in the previous Gemara, but now we're going to talk about it. Mi amrina l'ktaluhu dam dinan, b'hachi nafka neshama, b'hachi l'nafka neshama. By misa, we know there's umdana. The Torah says. The Torah says there you have to, in the, whenever the Torah discusses, Ritzicha b'meizah, Ritzicha b'shokeg, you have to see kedei lahamis, right? Was there enough in your act, in the chefsa that you used, in the knife, in the hammer? There's umdana lamisa, you have to figure out. You're not going to put him to death unless you're sure. But, aval nezikin called to who? Or do we say, only by umdana, by ketala, by Ritzicha, there's umdana. But for nezek, there's no umdana. We just look. You damage. Right? There's no umdana. Rashi says, Da'afilu ein chefet zeroy lahazik zechayiv. The zimnin de itzik b'kaltuhu. Right? We don't, there's no umdana by nezek. Right? There's more of a culpability. It's easier to make you culpable by nezek. By ritzicha, there's always the counter pressure of a hitzilu ha'eda. Something that Be'ez Hashem has discussed much in Masechah Zahedrin, one day next year. But right, there's always the counter pressure of, you want to put this guy to death, but if we see Lu'eda. So by Nezek, what's the counter pressure? Hamosa Mechaver Lavaraya? That's less such counter pressure. You know he did damage. So there's less of a reason for us to have Umdana there. Oh, Dilma Loshno, what do you say? No. There's even Umdana by Nezek. Tashma, says the Gemara, let's try to prove it from what we had way back when. Right, Ma Bar Sheish Bokdei Lahamis Asar Tvachim, back into the first six prakim, right, into Nizke Mamon. Just like Bor, the Gemara said, what Bor are you chayef on? A ten tefach Bor, which is Kedei Lahamis, Av Kol Sheish Bokdei Lahamis Asar Tvachim. So to anything that's Kedei Lahamis, you are going to be chayef for. But if the bor is less than 10 tefachim deep, an animal falls in, patur. So you're going to be patur. Because if it's less, it wasn't kedei lahamis, therefore, sorry, it was a weak animal. But who's akba chayiv? But if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's still roi lahezek, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for bar. So my love asked the Gemara, how do you understand that? Less than 10 tefachim is chayiv for nezek. So does that mean less than 10 tefachim, 9 1/4? Or does that mean even 1? Is chayiv for nezek of an animal. So my la mi mata lamala kachashiv. Art, shouldn't we understand this brisa as going from bottom to up? Meaning, v'kachi ka'amar, mi tefach va'ad asora, mi seleka nezakin ika, that anything less than 10 tefachim is roi lahazik. Even though it's not really not, it's one tefach. This amount is roi lahazik. And if an animal falls into there and gets down, I'm chayiv for that. But if you say that alma l'nezikin kaltuhu, so it just means that there's no umdana by nezek. Any type of nezek would work. Shema mina ein umdana l'nezikin. Doesn't that prove to me there is no umdana? There is no estimation for hezek. If we know Reuven damaged Shimon, period. And if we have edim on it, and we know for sure it occurred, we're going to be mechayivim. We're not going to analyze whether it should have happened, it could have happened. There was an ones. We know it happened. So shouldn't we prove from there? Because even a one tefach bor is going to be chayiv. So our answer is low. Mimala lamata kachashiv. Maybe it's going mimala lamata, meaning just under 10. V'haki kamar asara misa ika pachos me asara pata nizakin isa misa leka. Really, nezek is only a drop under 10, but there's no proof that way down from the era, 2 tefach, 3 tefach bar, which is not roi lahezek, maybe you're going to be pater there. V'lo'ol amem alecha yesh omi l'nezikin v'chol midi umidi k'yechi demitzaka bei ba'inan. And any time you have a damage, you have to check it out, and yet it's not an automatic. It's not automatic. We compare nezek to ritzicha, and there's umdana there too. Period. Tashma. So another try. Fascinating. What we're trying to prove now, we're in the world of is there umdana l'nezek or not. And the Gemara here is about to bring a raya from Chavala. So usually we thought there are three categories in Baba Kama. There's, right, the first six prakim, right, that's Nizkei Mamon, and then you have Perek 7, 9, and 10, which is Gezel, Geneva, and Gzela. It's in a separate category. Then you have Chavala, Wounding, and then you have Ritzicha. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam, what is the Rambam? All the Halachas. He goes from Minakala Lakaved in Sefer Nezikin, right? He starts off with Nizkei Mamon, and then he has Geneva, and then he has Gzela, and then he has Chovel Mazik, and then he has Rotzeach, Rishmir Sanefesh, at the end. So where does Chavala go? Is Chavala closer to Nizkei Mamon, or is Chavala closer to Ritzicha? Right, the Gemara says in one place, right, we had it earlier, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga, when you're Chovel someone, you cause the blood to move, and that's what the Gemara said, one of the Rishonim used to explain why you're Chayef for Chavala on Shabbos, you're Chayef for Shochet. By Chavala, Chavala Shochet on Shabbos. Right, so is Chavala closer to Ritzicha or is Chavala closer to Nezek? So the Gemara here trying to bring a raya whether there's umdana by Nezek quotes a raya from Chavala. The Gemara might have answered, "What do you mean, Chavala? Fine. What about Nezek?" The Gemara puts Chovel in the Nezek category, not in the Ritzicha category. So it's just an important ha'ara. Tashma, Hikol Eino V'Simo. Somebody hits someone on the eye. Edrach Manalaslan blinds him. Al Azna V'Cher Shor on his ear, and he makes him deaf. Eved yotzi behem lecheirus. So an eved goes to cheirus for that, right? One of the Rasha Ivarim. Eved goes free for one of the Rasha Ivarim. Sadafka the second, the special din of Shein va'ayin, right? The Torah says Shein va'ayin. That's what the Gemara says. Any of the Rashi Yevarim. Keneged eino veino roa, keneged ozno veino shomea. What if you did not actually touch the ear or the eye, but you were keneged the eye? What does keneged the eye mean? Rashi says someone's standing next to a wall and you give a smash to the wall, and the echo reverberates in his ear, or somebody's on one wall and the Shimon Kubetza says you're on the other side of the wall, and you bang on one side of the wall and you make a loud sound. So you don't, it's not so direct. So then in ein eved yosef en lecheiris, an eved does not go free there. So my time a why? Lamaisa, the result was the same. But the fact that you had two different actions and there's a difference between them, my time Allah, mishum debi inon umdunah. It must be that you're omid, you have estimation of each case of chavala slash nezek, vishmaminah, yishum debi nezikin. Right? So isn't that the svara why you would ponder in this case? Answer the Gemara, lo, mishum damrinan, really, there's no umdunah. And really, by a regular case of chavala nezek, it's going to be automatically chayiv. But you know what? Here, it's the nechbal's fault. It's his own fault because he literally scared himself. He scared himself. As the Brisa says, we have this at the beginning of Akoneh, Daf Nun Vav, Hamavis is Chaveiro. If somebody scares their friend, right, and something happens, Patur Midini Adam, B'chayi B'dini Shamayim. So we had the whole list. Remember the first Umbud in Perek Akoneh had the whole list of cases where you're not a great tzaddik, but you're Patur Midini Adam for various reasons, and you're Chayi B'dini Shamayim. So, Ketzad, what's the case? Like we said, talk about Aznova Kherisho Patur. Somebody blows in somebody's ear and makes him deaf, you're Patur. Achzova, talk about Aznova Kherisho Chayev. But if you directly touched him physically, then that's a regular case of Chavala. But you see from there, Iyu Avis Anafshe, it's his fault. Why? So, the Shidim Kubatsas here quotes from the Yad Ramah that it was a case where he could have somehow, you know, lowered his ear, so. You know, he had some preventative measure that he didn't do. Because if it was mamish, not his fault, so what do you mean, iyu avas anafshei? So you have to say, it says that Shiva Gubat says it was a case where he could have prevented the damage somewhat to himself, and because he didn't, he is held accountable. Kiva shahayla laharchen roshel atzad acher, v'lo hirchin, lakach ein hamake chayev al nezek. And because of this, if it's a case where you couldn't have, says the Shita, you would be chayev. The Cheskel Abramsky brings a riot to this idea of iyu avas anafshei from a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi and Kilayim. Yerushalmi Kilayim there says, if I am manhig Kilayim. We know different types, five types of Kilayim. Five types of Kilayim, there is Kilay Begadim, that's what we're all used to, Shatnez, and there is Kilay Zraim, right, in the field, and Kilay Akerem, with a vine, and then you have the two types, those are three, and then you have the two types of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. Right, so cross, let's say I'm cross-working two animals, the Gemara talked, oh, we had at the end of, right, earlier, right, if you try to have an ox and a fish, the Gemara talks about such a case, you have an ox and a fish here, but yeah, let's take a more common case. You have two different types of animals, and so the Gemara says, if you're manhig them without touching them, let's say you kind of like just scream at them in order to go, and they go together, the Rishonim says you get malchus. You get malchus. Chasima b'kol, the Gemara talks about, right, if you muzzle an animal with your voice, you don't touch him, it could be your chayif. So ask the Yerushalmi why you chayiv. You see there that a kol is enough to be machshiv amaisa, and here by damaging, by nezek, by chovel, you do it. Your kol is not good enough. So what's the difference? The Yerushalmi is machal between them. Tzadik b'chazkal Abramsky is our Gemara. You avos anafshe. By chavala, you're right. It might be a maisa, but the act is undermined. It's undermined. It's not fully your act because it's his fault somewhat. Mashenkein by kilayim, mashenkein by other cases, by chasima. So then it could be a total, act defined by you. We mentioned this interesting the isser of kilayim. Right. So ultimately, they're gzeras hakasav right by all of them. But some of the Rishonim say, what's the isser of kilay behema about? What's it the source of? Source of some say it's the source of tzar balechai. Right, it's you have two animals that are working together that don't work the same speed and don't work the same level. So one's ahead, one's behind. So it's very painful for the animal. So tzar balechayim. Rav Asher Weiss notes that there are 11 sources in the Rishonim for tzar balechayim. The Gemara, when Shabbos says tzar balechayim, d'oraisa. What's the source? Doesn't say anywhere in Shas. What's the source of Saba Lechaim? So he says there are at least 11 sources for Saba Lechaim. This is one of them, and another one is Rachmav al Kol Masav, and the Rambam says it's the donkey turning around to Bilam, why you keep hitting me? All these different sources of what the Saba Mahu Racham, Afatar Racham. Well, he says to Rashi Weiss, what's the message? There are 11 sources of Saba Lechaim? So the answer is, he says, this is an example of what he calls Ratzon Hashem. There are some concepts that are not the Oraisa. But you know it's Ratzon Hashem. You know Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it. So Chazal tried to figure out all the different types of what's the surreal source. But ultimately, it's Ratzon Hashem. This is one of them. What's another example? He's in the midst of Chinuch. Well, the midst of Chinuch, according to the Rishonim, is the Rabbanon. Midaraisa, I don't have to give my kid any Jewish education. Midaraisa. Midarabbanon, Chazal, where goes there? Oh, you have to send the yeshiva. What? You have to send the yeshiva? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham Avinu because he trained his kids to follow me. Well, I said, that's a mitzvah to Rabbanon. Midaraisa, you have no mitzvah? Of course not. Where is that? The chinuch is a mitzvah. It's Ratzon Hashem. Okay, the nitty gritty obligation in terms of being motzi others. Okay, so you can focus on it through Rabbana. But it's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. There's a concept of Ratzon Hashem. So one of them, he says, the Tzar Balechayim. That's why there are so many makoros, because really there's no makar. Really, the point is that it's Ratzon Hashem. So the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, just saw his kever a couple of weeks ago. I was on Harim Nechot. I saw Yecheskel Abramsky. I write it on the Har Harabanim by all the other Rabbanim, by Moshe and the Belzer Rebbe and Rav Arkal and Rav Zalman. They're also the Chazon the Yecheskel Abramsky is there too. So he said that's a raya to the Iyu Avis Anafshe. You're chayiv by Chasima. You're chayiv by Kilayim, even though you're not chayiv by Chavala. So we're still stuck. We still don't have an answer to our question of is there umdina when it comes to chavala nezek? So Tashma, let's try again. Chamicha devarim umdin oso, but also nosim lo miyad. The five payments of chavala you pay immediately. Ripui v'sheves achi yisrape. You estimate even ripui and sheves, right? When the guy is damaged, you estimate what should the doctor bills cost based on what happened. How much work should he be out of based on what occurred, and you pay him right away. Let's say then you did it, you estimated and he paid, and then he got worse, right? He got worse, unsurprisingly. You just pay based on what they estimated. Or the opposite. Let's say you estimated he's going to be sick for a week, and he got better very quickly. You pay what it was estimated, right? As Mark's going to say in a few lines, because he has a great body. He has a physically strong, healthy body, robust body, and he got better earlier, but you still owe him the damage. What do you see from that whole brisa? They're still owed enough for Nezikin. The Rambam quotes, interesting, all these, you pay right away. So is that to help out the Mazik or to help out the Nizik? The Chovel or the Nechba? The Rambam says it's all to help out the Chovel. Let's tell about the mazik. Because, you know, you're going to pay, and it's going to get worse and worse, and you're going to be held responsible. What do you mean? I only did a certain amount, and the rest is because, you know, wasn't expected from my act. So it's l'tovas ha-mazik. The Amshar Shlomo says maybe it's l'tovas ha-nizik. Pay right away, because maybe he'll get better tomorrow, and it's just because he's very strong. So you can look at it both ways. Yeah. The guy is for time. I'm going to get to that. The Gemara is going to ask that. So the Gemara says, isn't this a case of umdina for nezek? The Gemara said, lemei med gavra kamali katzer miya maka kamalo mikatzer lo kamibay lan devadi amdinan. No. Umdina, we definitely do an umdina for the person. But ki kamibay le lemei med chefza. I abed hainiska ilo mai. The whole kasha is, what about the object used? The tool used, the act, not the gavra. The gavra you definitely estimate. What about the gavra that we still don't have an answer for? So we come to the maskana, tashma, shimon timni omer, as we had earlier, ma egrof miyuchal shemasa le'edu le'edim, I've called miyuchal shemasa le'edu le'edim, shvamina yeshoma le'nezikit shvamina. Right, shimon timni says, we estimate both through Bezin and the witnesses what should have happened, and therefore that proves Beferish Yish Omid Linazik. And we assume Shimon HaTimni is also not a Das Yachid. We assume that we hold of him Halacha Le Maisa. Period. Amar. Amdu V'Hivri Nosin Lo Kol Masha Amduhu. So what did we just say? If he gets better very quickly, we still pay how long he should have been in the hospital. So Messiah Lele Rava to Amar Rava. Rava says, Haiman Damdu L'Kuli Yoma V'Ispik L'Pal Gad Yoma. He was supposed to be in the hospital all day, and he left in the middle of the day. V'Ka'ovid Avid. Said he went to work. Yavina L'Kuli Yoma. You still pay him for the whole day. Min Shemayu D'Rachmi Alei. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on him. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis. He let him out early, and therefore one has to one still pays the entire full day. And remember, doctors are shlichei Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu really determines exactly how long we're supposed to be in the hospital for, how long not. Right, it's a special he rutzen. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, it's not so common, but it's something maybe that we should try to make more common. Shulchan Aruch quotes that before your make his dam, before you bloodlet, there's a special yiratzon. You say yiratzon, this bloodletting should be latova, kikel melech rofi neman rachmanata. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah there quotes the end of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Yiratzon is quoted. He says, "You say this before any mitzvah to refuah, before I take a Tylenol when I have a headache, before I take any medicine. This is the special Yiratzon. I should realize that it's not the medicine, not the medicine. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to take the medicine in order to try to get better. Right? We had earlier in the parak about going to doctors. Right? Mikashenitam Rishus L'Rapos. But we have to realize that Mishamayu Derachmi Olei. Whenever something happens, it's Mina Shamayim. Right." So the Mishnah had the case of the spitting. If you get spit on in front of you, so then you have to pay. Pay 400 zuz. Says the Amar of Papa. That's only if it would spit on you, but on your beged, on your physical body. But it's less busha if it's only on your beged. The Nabi kibayish bidvarim. Let it be at least. What do you mean? You're going to be putter if it goes on your beged? Let it at least be as bad as embarrassing you with words. It must be that if you embarrass with words, pater miklum, right? Then you're pater, right? Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words, you're pater from words. So that's me'ikir hadin. Obviously, all the mafarshim here, alpi machshava and alpi hashkafa, emphasize that it's just as bad, or maybe even worse. Even though you're not going to be chayav, the Rush here says the nearly taima. Why are you pater if I go over and embarrass somebody with words, right? Why? Because the source for busha is a maisa, right? The pasuk in kiseitzi ve'achzika ben bushav the mashma deluchiva torah el al boshes gufo av a boshes dvarim pater. But then he quotes for if shri regon kasav says the Rush the afagav boshes dvarim the afa boshes dvarim minadim oso achi if I say nu karoy lefi kvoto. We put him in cherem until he pays. Right? Similar, we discussed last week. Those of you who listen, it's amazing. Oh, dini knasas bizman hazeh. We don't just knasas bizman hazeh. But what is the riff quote? The minhag of sheha yeshivas. Now we put everybody in cherem until he pays the knas. So the rush quotes is written. That's basically judging dini knasas. Why? Because you're not going to make him pay. You're going to make him pay. You're not telling him to pay. You're going to put him in cherem until he pays. But that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. That's the minhag of sheha yeshivas. That even though we don't do dini knasas bizman hazeh, but you put him in cherem until he pays. So here too it says your shira gon. Even though Boshes Bedvar Me'ikir Adin, he's not Chayiv, but Bezim with their authority puts him in Chayim until he pays. Umistavra, de Yoser Boshes Bedvarim mi Boshes Shal Chavala, de Ein Davar Gadol Kelashin Hara Vediba Sha'ada Motzi Al Chavero. Right, that's the Rosh here in Simen Tezvat. Right, relates to Tosfos in Mesechta Sota, amazing Tosfos, Daf Yud Tes. Right, where is it? Looked it up again. Yudim Abayz, where Tosfos asks the question. The Gemara says, "Noach Adam sheyapal atzmo tokif shana eish v'yalav nechaver barabim." Right from Tamar and Yehuda, better for a person to jump into a fiery furnace and rather than embarrass his friends. So Tosfos says, "So why isn't this one of the big three? Why isn't this one of the big three?" So Tosfos says, "Because it's not mefurish bikra, meaning maker. Then it should be. You should have the big four, or if you hold gezel, we mentioned maybe the big five." But it's really one of the big four. So the other Rishonim say that no, it is. It's part of Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim means also you kill somebody with your words. Right? When you shvichas that you move their blood, you become white, you become red. So it's a form of Shvichas Damim. That's what it says here. Noach Lod, Rav Yabalaz, Wilt Tukish, and Eish, that's Hosea, and Sota, that's here. Yeah.
Maybe the idea that you don't pay is similar to that by Moleg.
Maybe it's so bad. So bad. That's why you don't pay. Like Hashra Zamam, like Moleg, you give all your kids, right? So maybe it's even worse that it's not going to help you. Not going to help you.
He
didn't bring a right by amounts. Right, Boshes. Right, objective amounts by Boshes, but I'm saying maybe at least not by the Boshes payment, by the Nezik payment of Chavala. That's the umdana they're trying to figure out. Of Kimlay, that what? It's Ein Lachel Olam Habas. You lost your Olam Haba, you're going to pay also? Okay. But we don't paskin, like by Chai Bekrisos, we don't paskin Kimlay. Right, so by Rechudim and Akona. Okay, I'll call it Fikvodo. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I quoted the Tanakhama says, if I embarrass someone, I pull off the head covering of a woman in a shuk, I pay 400 zuds. I'll call it Fikvodo. And the Rabbi Akiva says, even an ani is like the son of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So is Rabbi Akiva the Machmer one or the Maker one? Yibailahu, Tanakhama, Lakula Kamar, Lakhumar Kamar. Is the Tanakhama being Makebo or Machmir, and then Rabbi Akiva is contrasting. Lakula Kamar. Is the Tanakhama saying Lakula Tika Ani to Boboy Lamishka Kulehai? Because the Tanakhama is holding that there are some Aniyim that are very lowly status and they don't have to take so much. And then Rabbi Akiva says, no, every Ani is great. Odil malachumr kamar, to ika ashir, to buy the mesa late today, or is the Tanakama saying, no, there are some ashirim, they gotta pay them even more. Rabbi Akiva says, no, everybody is the same. Tashma, to be the kamar, Rabbi Akiva, filonim, shabbi Yisrael, ronas on kiluin and b'nei chorin, shayardim the same shaymane avram, isav yaakov, shma minah, Tanakama lakula kamar, shma minah. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva is saying that no, every Jew is special and wonderful and nothing less, so it sounds like the Tanakama is holding more lekuba. Period. The Meiri here says, by the way, I forgot to mention, it says, Elon Chelek Lom Haba, on this Gemara, when he quotes Mavayish Bnei Chaveiro, B'Rabin. And there is a Rambam, where the Rambam quotes that if you're embarrassed at Talmud Chacham, so maybe that's a case where Bezin is Kones you. Even Me'ikar Hadin, not just putting you in Chayram. The Rambam says, where is this, in Chovel? V'yesh lo bezdin ligzor b'davar b'chol makum v'chol zman k'dmo sheyiru. V'im b'yish tamen chacham, chayv l'sham lo bosh ha-shlema, ava b'yish lo bishu ela b'dvarim. Right, that's what Kfar Nifsak Adin Shkolam Bavai Shalom Chacham Avilu B'Dvarim Kotzen Oso V'Govin Oso etc. in Chaval. Okay, we don't have time. Vayter Umi Avinan Umaisa Be'achat Shvar Rosh Yisha V'Chulu. Now Menachem's question. Umi Avinan Zman. Yes, we're back with Menachem. Baruch Hashem. Umi Avinan Zman. So there, do we give Zman? Do we give delay? After we tell somebody to pay, we allow him to say, you know what? Give me a week. Give me a week to prove that I'm not going to have to pay. We allow that. We give delays. V'Yamar Bechanine Nosan Zman L'Chavalus. You don't give Zman. So what do you mean? This story in the Mishnah that he says, let me prove it. I'm going to prove to you that the woman, it doesn't care about her own embarrassment. So the Gemara says, Kilo yevinan leizman l'chaval dechasri mamone. We don't give time for chavala if there was a chisaron mamon. Right? If you really took away money from him. Avala boshes l'chasri mamone yevinan. But for boshes, where you weren't l'chasri mamon, then we would allow you to delay a little bit. Period. Shomer omedes al-pischa pesach hatzera v'chulu. So he brought the... He brought the story with the woman, and then the end of the, now we're talking about the end of the Mishnah, which talks about Chavala Ba'atzma. Chavala Ba'atzma. So the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah seems to say, that you're not allowed to be chovel yourself. Aval b'shein rashoi. Not allowed to wound yourself. That's an Isser. The Atanya, Amal Rabbi Akiva, but as Rabbi Akiva said, Salat v'mayim adirim ve'leisa cheres b'yadcha. You checked in deep waters, and you took out cheres, right? And in deep waters, you try to find pearls, right? You take out a bunch, and then you look in. Right, trying to find the pearls, the Nesivus, the Nagdama to the Nesivus, when he talks about Elu Ve'elu, Divri Elokim Chayim, he quotes, because Elu Ve'elu, because you have to find the pearls amongst the rocks. Right, it's a very strong approach of Elu Ve'elu, like the ones that, the Shitas that you're not accepting are like rocks. Right, it's like the Chida, Eino or Nikar Alamitach HaChoshach. We usually don't say such an extreme formulation of Deus Dechuyos. I would say there's a lower level of MS. There's the Ramosha writes in his Akdama, Tigris Moshe, MS La Amita versus MS La Hora'a, different times, but the Nesivus is a very strong Lashon, but he has this Mashal, right? You're searching in the deep waters, and you come up with Cheres. But Rabbi Kiva says, Adam Rashai Lachmo Ba'atzmo. A person can wound themselves. What's the Mishnah talking about? So Amarava Lokasha Kamba Chavala Kamba Boshes. No, it doesn't really mean Chavala. It means embarrassing. You can't wound yourself. You're allowed to embarrass yourself. What do you mean? But the Mishnah is talking about Boshes. But it still says, Ein Rashoi. So how can you say it's Mutter? So Lomi by Boshes. This is what the Mishnah means. Not only by Boshes is someone else Chayiv. The other Rashoi Levayish is Atzmo. A person can embarrass himself, and yet other people who embarrass him are going to be Chayiv. Ela Afilu Chavala. The Ein Adam Rashoi Lachbo Ba'atzmo. But even by Chavala, where a person cannot be Chovel themselves, if you have a guy who's always chovel himself, and then you go and chovel him, so you might say, what am I going to be chayiv for? He's doing it to himself. The answer is, you're still going to be chayiv. Still going to be chayiv, you're not going to chovel somebody else. Period. We'll get to the svaras for this in a minute. A person can't wound themselves, but Tanya, don't we have from yesterday's parsha? Right, Shvuas Ha'edus and Shvuas Bitoy. Bringing in an olav yored, yochon nishba lahara ba'atzmo v'lo heira yehei patur. I might think that if I make a shvua to do something bad to myself, I make a shvua that I'm gonna wound myself, I make a shvua that I'm gonna do something evil to myself, and then I don't do it, you might think that I'm patur. Tamalomar lahara olahetiv. No, you can make a shvua as bitu, a shvua where one of the types of shvuas of expressing something lahara to do bad, right? Olahetiv to do good. I promise I'm gonna eat something today. Mahatavarishus avararishus. Both of them are voluntary. And you could do it if you want, and if you don't do it, you're going to violate the Shavua. So what do you see from there? Even hara, even something negative to you. Avi nishba lo hara la basba lo hera. So you see, you're allowed to do something negative to yourself. The Brisa calls it a rishus. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, yeah, but we're not talking about self-infliction of chavala there, the eshe betainus. We're talking about you make a shavua, you're going to fast. That's also chavala ba'atzmo. Are you going to fast? So, but it's not really chavala. So Gemara says, "Dechvas agabi haras acherim la'ashivim etaynis acherim mi mosav lu patanisa." But if it's parallel about fasting, so then when you talk about lahara la'acherim, it's also, well, you're going to cause other people to fast. How do you cause somebody else to fast? Well, you steal their lunch money, right? How does that work? So Gemara says, "Then yeah, you have the case. The mahadi le'badrunya. Yeah, you lock them up in a room. You lock them up in a room and you don't let them eat. So that's the case. But either way, there's no lamaskana so far. There's no raya about chavala ba'atzmo." So Gemara says, "What do you mean? We have a raya about Tanya. Is it haras acherim akeploni? The efat says mocho. No, the haron this price is all about physical wounding. You knock out the guy's, you knock on the guy's head. So too that applies to you. So we have a brisa that seems to say that chavala ba'atzmo is not usur. Ela tanoihi, it must be machlokas tanoim. Tiikal amanda amar ein adam rasha lachavala ba'atzmo. Vika amanda amar adam rasha lachavala ba'atzmo. Right, 2 days, whether a person is allowed to woo themselves or not. Matan and the shamaslay damar ein adam rasha lachavala ba'atzmo. What? Who is the one that holds? Which is the brisa that holds that you're not allowed to be chavala yourself? Which is what we paskin. Right, now, behold yourself. We'll read the Rambam in a second. So, 3 possibilities. Ilema, hai tana detanya, the following brisa. Ba'achatim shem l'nashos echem edrosh. I will, Hashem says, the blood from your souls I will seek out. Rebelazar omer b'yad nashos echem edrosh es dimchem. Right, from your souls I will seek out your blood. So therefore, you can't wound yourself. If you wound yourself, Gemara says, domak tala shiny. Maybe killing yourself is different than wounding yourself. Killing yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. The Rambam paskins that you're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, even though you're already dead. Chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, the Minchas Chinuch says, my nafkamina, the nafkamina is killing the Ramamine. If as somebody kills themselves, they damage something. So if it's misa b'dei shamayim, so then they might be potter according to certain shitas. But if it's nothing else, so then that could be a nafkamina. But maybe t'kala is shiny, maybe killing is different. So that can be the proof that self-infliction of wounds is going to be chayiv, is asur. Sela haitana, try number 2. Who? Detanya. Mekaran ala meis v'lo midarki ha'amori. You're allowed to tear your clothing on a mace, and that's not darki ha'amori. It's not like the Torah says you're not allowed to scratch yourself physically because that could be darki ha'amori, but the Gemara says ripping clothing is not. Amr v'lazer, shamati shemekari ala meis yosemi dai, lok mishabal tashkes. But if you tear too much, then you get malchus for batashris, the kolshigen gufo. So surely, if you wound your body, it's going to be batashris. So that's possibility number 2. Maybe chavala ba'atzmo is usur. Why? Because of baal tashris. Right, the big discussion with the loka here. Hopefully we'll have time. If not, we'll start with it tomorrow. Do you get malchus for batashris? But type out, see on the side, it changes the girsa to over mishum batashris. Not loke mishum batashris. Hopefully we'll get back to that. One of the mysteries, the Taz points out in Yaradeya, the mysteries of the Shulchan Aruch is, doesn't quote batashris. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. Mefurish Gemara is Mefurish Rishonim does not quote Baltashkas, but he thinks it's a din in Melchama. So limited, the din in Melchama, so it's not Shaykh Bizman Azeb, another din in Melchama. Either way, it's a mystery. So that's the second possibility. So Gemara says, Dilma Begadim Shiny. No, maybe there's no right. Maybe there's Baltashkas for your Begadim and not for your body. Why? The Pseida Delo Hadarhu. Because there's only Baltashkas by a permanent loss. If you're chovel yourself, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis and he's great Matana, things grow back. Ki hadar Rabbi Yochanan called lamani mechab dusa, like we had a Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing that which gives him covered. Rav Chisda kad havi maski bene hismi vihigi. When Rav Chisda used to walk through the bushes, madi lulamani used to pick up his clothing. Amar zemal arucha zem eina mal arucha. If I rip my clothes, so then it might be, you know, it's gonna maybe a seamstress wouldn't be able to put it back together. I got a cut on my skin, it'll grow back. So you see, maybe it's worse in a sense to rip your clothing than rip your bodies. The Shin Lugabetz says, obviously, it's not the inherently the act. But in terms of the batashkus element, it might be worse by something that can't grow back. So that's out. So Ella Lomaskana, what's the source of Chavala Va'atzmo being Asur? Nazir. Ella Haitanu Detanya. Amr Lazar Kabar Burebi. Matam Alam Bechibra Lame Shachat Ala Nefesh. Right, he'll get kapara from sinning against his soul. V'be'ed Nefesh Chatazu. What did he do wrong? Ella Shetzir Asmoman Ayayin. He was Mitzar himself from wine. V'lo Dvarim Kavachomer. V'lo Dvarim Kavachomer. Mazesh Lo Tzir Asmo Elam Ayayin. If a Nazir only prevented himself from having wine, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner. Hamitzar Asmoman Kodavar Alachas Kamavakama. So surely, if you hurt yourself, not just from wine, but physically, are chovel yourself, then surely it's going to be usur. Right? We mentioned many times in Maseches Nazir the machlokes we've shown him about positive or negative views of Naziris. We mentioned that the Ramban has a very positive view of Naziris. And the Ramban says, why do you bring a carbon? So what does he do with this Gemara? That's difficult. What does he do with this Gemara? But what does he do with the carbon chatas? Nazir brings a carbon chatas. So what does he do with the carbon chatas? The Ramban says, in Parshas Naso, because he's not staying to be a Nazir. So he's a chatas because he's going to drink wine. So it's an amazing possibility. The Rabban says, you're bringing a carbon for the future. You never have that. Usually you bring a carbon for what happened already. Here the Ramban says you bring a chatas because you're not being a Nazir anymore. You've already accepted not to be a Nazir. But the Rambam says, Kipshuta, the Rambam Nechaz Deyas, quotes his Gemara. No, you're not supposed to. There are 365 Osases already. You don't have to add on any more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam, right, has the negative view of Naziris, and therefore it wouldn't, that's why he takes this Gemara, Kipshuta. Just to quote the Lashon by Chavala, Sub Chavala, it's a very important and beautiful Radvaz, where the in Hilchas Sanhedrin, there's the Radvaz, where the Rambam quotes, let's say somebody walks into court and says, I ate treif, whip me please. Right, so we say, sorry, we can't, he said, I ate treif, please whip me. So he said, no, we don't do that. Gzeris HaKasafu, says the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Yud Ches Vav. You only give onshim, malchus, and misa only by the testimony of two edim. Aye, what about Yeshua Kildachan? What about David and the Amaleki? So those are great stories which the Rambam talks about. But really, Me'ikar Adin, we don't do it. Why? Maybe this guy is just a masochist. Maybe he just wants to get whipped. You can't trust him. Maybe he wants the bezin to take care of him. So says the Radvaz. The ain on the yodim atam gzeres hakasef. Let me give you a little reason. Says the Radvaz. The afshel atikzas tam lefish ein nafsho shel adam kinyano ela kinyan hakadosh baruch hu. Right, our nefesh, it's not ours. We're shomrim. Right, hakadosh baruch hu gives us a pikadon called our neshama. So we're shomrim. Shene emar hanafashos liheina hilchach lo toil hoda asa b'davar sheino shelo. It's not mine. It's not mine. How can I say whip me? It's not mine. Says the Radvaz. Belongs to hakadosh baruch hu. Right, umalkis palga demisahu avo mamono shelohu.
Okay,
that's a little svara that I gave, but that is the Isser of Chavala, the end of the 18th parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Yeah. The Gemara earlier rejected. The Gemara rejected it, but I think only within Baal Tashchis. It wasn't a general rejection. It was specifically within Baal Tashchis he rejected it. But in general, sometimes it might be connected. Okay, we didn't get to Baal Tashchis. Tomorrow we'll start with Baal Tashchis. We'll get to the Samagadata. And is Baal Tashchis only by trees? Right? You get Malka by trees. Look at the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. Hopefully we'll talk about it. Okay. Stop here. And Beit Shemesh. See you soon.